Imagine a tiny messaging app with just 55 employees being acquired for $19 billion. That's exactly what happened when Facebook purchased WhatsApp in 2014. The secret? WhatsApp had transformed 450 million users into subscribers paying $1 annually. This extraordinary success story illustrates the power of turning customers into automatic, recurring revenue streams. The subscription economy isn't just for tech companies. It's transforming industries from flower shops to pest control services, creating more valuable, stable businesses in the process. While traditional businesses start each month at zero, subscription businesses begin with predictable revenue already secured. This fundamental shift has grown over 300% in the last decade, with 70% of business leaders now believing subscription models represent the future of commerce. What makes recurring revenue so powerful? It creates predictability that helps entrepreneurs sleep at night. When you can forecast revenue within a few percentage points, you can optimize staffing, reduce waste, and dramatically lower stress levels. This stability transforms not just operations, but the entire value proposition of a business. While traditional companies typically sell for 4 to 5 times profit, subscription businesses often command 24 to 96 times monthly recurring revenue, a premium that reflects their inherent stability and growth potential. Subscription models trace back to 16th century map publishers who secured advance patron funding for updated editions. The model flourished through periodicals, building media empires for figures like Hearst and Murdoch. Despite predictions of its demise in the 1990s internet era, subscriptions thrived. The Wall Street Journal's 1997 digital paywall attracted 200,000 subscribers in 18 months, while the New York Times and The Economist later amassed hundreds of thousands of digital subscribers. Four factors drive today's subscription boom: millennials' preference for access over ownership, reliable high-speed internet fostering trust in cloud services, unprecedented customer data insights, and the ability to profitably serve niche markets. Walmart's Goodies Co. subscription box exemplified how customer data could inform broader retail strategy. Subscriptions dramatically increase business value, with companies selling for premium multiples. Ancestry.com sold for $1.6 billion, 39 times its monthly recurring revenue, versus 4 to 5 times profit for traditional businesses. They also transform single purchases into substantial lifetime values. H. Bloom, the Netflix of flowers, converts a $29 bouquet into $4,524 over 3 years, while eliminating typical retail challenges like expensive storefronts and high spoilage rates, just 2% versus the industry's 30 to 50%. Subscriptions provide predictable revenue, enabling optimized operations and reduced waste. They offer continuous market feedback through customer reviews, automatic credit card payments that improve cash flow, and create habitual buying patterns that strengthen customer relationships. Regular customer interaction creates natural upselling opportunities, while recurring revenue provides stability during economic downturns, as demonstrated by Tri-State Elevator Company's resilience during the 2008 crisis through their maintenance contracts. Innovative companies are implementing 9 fundamental subscription models, each with unique characteristics. The membership website model provides exclusive content to subscribers, like dancestudioowner.com's specialized knowledge for $29 monthly. The all-you-can-eat library model offers unlimited access to content warehouses. Ancestry.com exemplifies this by investing millions to digitize historical records. The private club model offers access to something rare and exclusive. Joe Polish's Genius Network charges $25,000 annually for 3 meetings connecting entrepreneurs with thought leaders. The front-of-the-line model sells priority access. ThriveWorks offers $99 annual subscriptions, guaranteeing counseling sessions within 24 hours. The consumables model delivers products customers need regularly. Dollar Shave Club built a relatable brand identity around this concept. The Surprise Box model ships curated packages monthly. BarkBox delivers dog products to passionate pet owners. The Simplifier model takes recurring tasks off customers' to-do lists. Hassle-Free Home Services manages routine maintenance for a fixed monthly fee. The Network model provides access to expensive infrastructure where value increases as more people join. WhatsApp exemplifies this with its messaging platform. Finally, the Peace of Mind model offers insurance against something customers hope they'll never need. Tag charges $7.95 monthly to track pets via smartphone. Subscription businesses require different success metrics than traditional models. Instead of one-time payments, revenue spreads over time, demanding focus on monthly recurring revenue, MRR, lifetime value, and customer acquisition cost, CAC. A viable subscription business needs an LTV-CAC ratio of at least 3-to-1, meaning each customer's lifetime value must triple their acquisition cost. Churn rate significantly impacts viability, as demonstrated by HubSpot's improvement from a struggling 1.67 LTV-CAC ratio to a healthy 3.5 by increasing MRR and halving customer churn. While these ratios indicate theoretical success, cash flow management determines real-world viability. Since monthly revenue usually falls below acquisition costs, growth creates cash flow challenges. The CAC payback period, months needed to recover acquisition costs, varies by market. 6 to 18 months for small businesses, 24 to 36 for enterprise, and 3 to 12 for B2C subscriptions. Selling subscriptions differs fundamentally from one-time transactions. It's like proposing marriage rather than a one-night stand. To overcome subscription fatigue, businesses must offer dramatically greater value than one-time purchases. New Masters Academy offers 350 hours of video tutorials for $29 monthly, roughly 1/20th the cost of a single in-person art class. As subscription businesses grow, churn becomes increasingly destructive. While 4% monthly churn at $10,000 MRR means replacing just 4 $100 customers, the same percentage at $100,000 MRR requires finding 40 new customers monthly just to maintain revenue. Beyond improving your core offering, reducing cancellations requires embedding your service in customers' regular habits. The first 90 days are critical, like an Olympic countdown clock ticking away your window to successfully onboard customers. Charging annually rather than monthly not only improves cash flow, but dramatically increases customer commitment. Wild Apricot offers a 10% discount for annual prepayment, with 52% of customers choosing this option, helping reduce their monthly churn from 8% to approximately 1%. The subscription model benefits businesses across all industries. Consider traditional flower stores with extreme seasonality, high retail rent, and perishable inventory. Companies like H-Bloom transform this model, reducing waste by 90% through subscriptions that allow ordering based on known demand. Similarly, Mosquito Squad converted an inherently seasonal pest control business into year-round recurring revenue. What would your business look like if you knew exactly how much revenue was coming in next month? How might you sleep better at night if your customers paid you automatically? The subscription economy isn't just changing how we buy. It's fundamentally transforming how we build businesses that last, offering stability, predictability, and scalability that traditional models struggle to achieve. By understanding subscription mathematics, overcoming cash flow challenges, mastering subscription psychology, and implementing strategies to reduce churn, you can join this revolution that's transforming business across every sector. The future belongs to those who make their customers automatic, creating relationships that benefit both businesses and the customers they serve through predictability, convenience, and ongoing value delivery.